Subsection titled, Memory Transfer, part of Chapter 10, Memory Features, begins on page 42. Memory Transfer. Subpart. Memory, forward arrow, VFO, transfer. After retrieving frequencies and associated data in memory recall mode, you can copy this data to the VFO. This function is useful, for example, when the frequency you want to monitor is near the frequency stored in a memory channel. 1. Recall the desired memory channel. 2. Press M, forward arrow, VFO. Now, for the listener, this button is a new function we haven't discussed since the introduction of the manual. The M, forward arrow, VFO, is the middle of three racetrack-shaped buttons at the bottom of the rig, below the set of four buttons. On the left side, it would start at approximately the 5 o'clock position, but it's at the bottom of the frame of the front of the rig. That button, M forward arrow, VFO, is the middle racetrack button. So let's do two again. Press M forward arrow VFO. Point. When a simplex channel is recalled, the data is copied to VFOA or VFOB, depending on which VFO was used to recall the channel. Point. When a split channel is recalled, the RX data is copied to VFOA and the TX data is copied to VFOB. Note. Point. The memory channel lockout status and the subtone frequency are not copied. Point. Pressing M forward arrow VFO, after temporarily changing the retrieved data, copies the new data to the VFO. Going to a subpart, channel forward arrow channel transfer. You can also copy the contents of one memory channel to another memory channel. This function is useful when storing frequencies and associated data that you temporarily change in memory recall mode. 1. Recall the desired memory channel. 2. Press M.IN to enter memory scroll mode. We have a display readout. Point. To exit memory scroll mode, press CLR. 3. Select the memory channel to which you would like this data copied. 4. Press M.IN again. The tables below illustrate how data is transferred between memory channels. Now, for the listener, I gotta tell you, I'm sitting here looking at this. It is not complicated to look at, but for me to read this, for you to write it down, or even possibly remember it, I think is practically impossible. But then, not everything is impossible, is it? So I'm going to give it to you straight out, best I can to describe it, so that at least it's in a recording, and in your moments when you're trying to learn this particular rig, you can keep digging at these charts here. There are actually four separate boxed tables. I'm going to start with the first one, and the others somewhat follow in the same fashion. Just try to bear with me as I try to bear with it. Now, all four of these tables have basically two columns, a left and a right, but in the middle of these columns is a right-pointed black arrow. So there are really three columns, but the middle is simply an arrow pointing from left to right, separating the two. The one on the left for the first box, the one on the left is headed channel 00 through 89, the forward arrow. And I'm not going to keep saying the forward arrow. The column on the right is headed channel 00 through 89. Now remember, we're talking about tables here that illustrate how data is transferred between memory channels. So starting on the first line, RX frequency, the second column, RX frequency, TX frequency, TX frequency, mode for RX, mode for TX, subtone frequency, tone on, slant off, CTCSS on, slant off, CTCSS on, slant off, memory channel lockout on, slant off, memory channel lockout off. Now the second table showing here, left column is channel 00 through 89. A right forward arrow in the middle. The right column, channel 90 through 99. The first printing is RX frequency. On the right column, there are two comments, TX slant RX frequency and start frequency. Going to the second one in the first column, TX frequency, end frequency, mode for RX, mode for TX slant RX, mode for TX, blank, subtone frequency, tone on slant off, tone on slant off, CTCSS on slant off, CTCSS on slant off, memory channel lockout on slant off, memory channel lockout off. That completes the second boxed table. Going to the third boxed table, the headings, left column, channel 90 through 99. Forward right arrow, right column channel 00 through 89. Now the first two lines are going to have a comment, and then there are going to be two comments on the right column. So on the left column, TX slant RX frequency, right column RX frequency, TX frequency. Now the second line, mode for TX slant RX. On the right column again, two comments, mode for RX, mode for TX. Subtone frequency, tone on slant off, tone on slant off. CTCSS on slant off. CTCSS on, slant off. Memory channel lockout on, slant off. Memory channel lockout off. That completes the third box. Now the last box table. First column on the left is headed channel 90 through 99. Then a forward right arrow. Right column channel 90 through 99. Line 1, TX slant RX frequency, TX slant RX frequency, mode for TX slant RX, mode for TX slant RX, start frequency, end frequency, end frequency, subtone frequency, Tone on, slant off. Tone on, slant off. CTCSS on, slant off. CTCSS on, slant off. Memory channel lockout on, slant off. Memory channel lockout off. This completes the information in box table 4 and also the information relative to the subpart titled channel transfer on page 42 of chapter 10, memory features.